Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Ezra started talking in the first person.
He sure as fuck did.
And then he decided he wanted guards, but he's not going to ask for them.
Because that would be too untrusty of God-ish.
Right, but then it was okay because they made it the 5-month trip in like a day.
Or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the gist of it anyway.
Yeah, and then they got there and they partayed.
Yeah, they burnt shit.
Yeah.
Yay.
It wasn't a barley party, but it might as well have been.
Sure, yeah. All right, so that was Ezra chapter 8.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're getting into...
Ezra chapter 9.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Ezra, chapter 9.
Okay.
After these things.
These things.
Have been done.
Yep, those things.
Whatever.
The ones where they burnt shit and stuff, yeah, and partied or whatever.
Yeah,
those things.
Yeah. The leaders came to me, Ezra, and
okay,
said.
Now we're back in third person?
No, they came to me,
Ezra. Oh, me. I thought you said meat. I'm sorry.
They came to me, yeah. Ezra.
No, I got it now.
You thought
I said
meat.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
They came to meet Ezra?
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, okay, no. No, they came to me, and then I added who me is.
Got it.
Is Ezra.
Okay.
And they said, the people of Israel, including the priests and the Levites, have not kept themselves separate from the neighboring peoples with their detestable practices. Like, those are the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites.
They just moved back into town.
Egyptians and Amorites.
They just moved back into town.
Yeah.
Like, those guys were holding down the fort while they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but if you move back in, I'll be like, yeah, but I was living here, so fuck off.
Right.
You can have that lot. This is mine.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, those guys, they've taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons.
Damn.
And they have mingled the holy race with the peoples around them.
Not mingling.
I mean, everybody knows that you're supposed to keep them segregated.
You can't, right?
Like, everybody gets their own water fountain and bathroom and swimming pool. Didn't you know?
God forbid they mingle.
No mingling. Oh, this is gross.
Yeah.
And the leaders and officials have led the way in this unfaithfulness.
Oh.
Like, there's three people living here and they mingled. Right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, wouldn't you think it maybe it's better than marrying your cousin?
Well, they probably married their cousin who was also an Egyptian.
I'm sorry. Mingling with your cousin.
Mingling. Yeah.
That is the key, the code word now. Mingling.
Yeah. They had lots of sex and babies.
They mingled.
Yeah. It's so gross and stupid.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
When I heard this, I tore my tunic and cloak, pulled hair from my head and beard.
Yeah.
And sat down appalled.
Mingling is appalling.
He cried.
I mean, I'd cry, I guess.
He swam in the same pool. He cried.
Yeah. I hate it when people mingle.
Ugh.
Fucking minglers.
Then everyone who... commingling. Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel gathered around me because of this unfaithfulness of the exiles. And I sat there appalled until the evening sacrifice.
He was appalled until the evening sacrifice. But then there was food, so
he cried all day.
But yeah, but then...
He cried all day.
Over mingling. Motherfuckers.
I can't. I can't. I've lived in so many different places that the idea of segregation and keeping to yourself is just...
And there's so few of them, though.
It's weird to me.
There's so few of them. And they're worried about them mingling with other people. And I'm like... Yeah, it's either that or you marry your family,
and
which
you die
I guess
out.
You guys think is okay. But
I mean, those two girls did hop on pop.
Right.
Then at the evening sacrifice, I rose from my self-abasement with my tunic and cloak torn, and I fell on my knees with my hands spread out to the Lord my God, and
I
prayed.
Get over yourself, Ezra.
Right?
Jesus.
I am too ashamed and disgraced, my God, to lift up my face to you because our sins are higher than our heads. And our guilt has reached to the heavens. This is so fucking dramatic.
It is. It's really, really
I bad. Can't believe that my white daughter fucked a black man. Holy shitballs. Guess who's coming to dinner? What? No, not mingling. We've sinned.
Yeah.
I can't with this.
Yeah, it's not cool.
From the days of our ancestors until now, our guilt has been great. Because of our sins, we and our kings and our priests have been subjected to the sword and captivity.
There's all that mingling.
To pillage and humiliation at the hand of foreign kings as it is today.
Yeah.
He's more upset about desegregation than he is over slavery or rape.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, God so far has more or less at some points condoned some of those things. So,
but that's why I'm appalled. That's why I'm on my knees crying.
Because mingling.
Yeah, well, he's crying because mingling. I'm crying because of rape and slavery.
Right.
I think I definitely have the moral high ground here.
Right.
But now, for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary.
Mm.
And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage.
Okay.
Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. Are you really slaves, though? Are you?
I mean, they got their land back. They got their gold back. They're building their temple.
Like, they've been given as much money as it takes to rebuild their temple. Right. And I mean, all the animals they could ever ask for sacrifices.
I suppose they don't get to pick their king. So? Sort of, maybe.
They pick their leader, though.
Right. Darius sent Ezra because he was the godly one or whatever.
Right.
So Darius kind of installed Ezra.
Okay, but...
I don't know.
But
it's still bullshit. You guys are more or less on your own over
there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You might have to pay some dude some dues or something, but whatever.
Right? I can't with this. He has shown us kindness, God has, in the sight of the new kings of Persia. He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. And he has given us a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem. But now, our God, what can we say after this? For we have forsaken the commands you gave through your servants, the prophets, when you said, The land you are entering to possess is a land polluted by the corruption of its peoples.
Oh, polluted.
Polluted.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's...
There's already people living there, and they are trash. I'm here
right?
to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm God, and I declare those people trash.
Yeah.
They're unworthy trash.
Man.
Get them. By the detestable practices they have filled it with their impurity from one end to the other. I mean, okay. Definitely child sacrifice is gross. And
sure.
Definitely lots of incestuous practices and rape and all that. That is definitely all gross.
Right.
But, like, kill them and take their land?
Well, they haven't got to the kill them bit yet. They just don't want them to mingle.
No. When God sent them there, God said, wipe them all out.
No.
Originally, no. When God sent those people to Canaan, he said,
yeah,
wipe them all out.
Originally.
Yes, that's what they're referring to right now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think they have the ability to wipe them all out.
Oh,
at this point,
no. But that's not what this is about.
Right.
He's saying, oh my gosh, God, you sent us here to kill all these people that were trash and we didn't do it. And now we're mingling with them generations later.
Got it.
Therefore, do not give your daughters in marriage to their sons or take their daughters for your sons. Do not seek a treaty of friendship with them at any time.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, I hate
not
to
a
be,
treaty of friendship. Jeez.
Yeah, I hate to be friends with people
right?
that are different from me. Ugh. That you may be strong and eat the good things of the land and leave it to your children as an everlasting inheritance.
Mm.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck the trash people. What has happened to us is a result of our evil deeds and our great guilt. And yet, our God, you have punished us less than our sins deserve and have given us a remnant like this. Shall we then break your commands again and intermarry with the peoples who commit such detestable practices?
I say go for it.
Go for it. Mingle the fuck away.
Right.
Would you not be angry enough with us to destroy us, leaving us no remnant or survivor? Okay, I'm over the word remnant.
Right?
Now.
Yeah, he's like, pull this one out of his ass.
Well.
All right, Ezra.
What's really funny is in some of my previous readings, like research,
yeah.
That word comes up again and again.
Got it.
And particularly when we get to the New Testament, it's going to be like a word.
Got
and
it.
And so now we're seeing the beginning of this word.
Well, and sometimes too, like, I mean, I don't know this to be the case, but there's a lot of like studies about word usage. And it's weird that it just like all of a sudden is like
yeah.
popping in. It could be that this is a misplaced section too. Could be that it's a scribe that wrote it later after Ezra. Mm-hmm. In the, like maybe Ezra didn't end this chapter really well.
I don't
know. I'm just saying there's a lot of possibilities that based on what I know of the history of writing the Bible,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of room for interpretation as to who wrote it, when it was written,
and
how many people contributed to it.
Other parts.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just know I had been waiting for the word remnant to make its appearance.
Got
and
it.
Here we are. And like there
came
was,
in with full force.
There was one use of it. Like a couple chapters ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's the word remnant. And I meant to say something at the time and I didn't. But now we are in full remnant
mode. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord, the God of Israel, you are righteous. We are left this day as a
remnant.
Remnant. Here we are before you in our guilt, though because of it, not one of us can stand in your presence. The end.
Technically, none of them can stand in his presence because he's not allowed to show himself to them according to him.
Right.
Or somebody. Right. At some point. I mean, I think Moses saw his ass one time, but that was about it. So.
Well, he also saw him in a fire.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
a fire.
And then there was those times where they were just like, yeah, he's just standing in front of the fucking tabernacle or whatever. So
but we can't look.
Something like that.
And also, he was smoke. And he was a column.
Right.
He was a column or something.
Also, he's a dream.
He's a dream. He's an avenging angel.
Sometimes he's just like a wandering spirit.
Yeah. Sometimes he's a warrior angel.
Sometimes he wrestles people in the desert.
That was the warrior angel one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. God's got a lot of
He's the many-faced ass.
Right, yeah. Maybe he was the, you know what? Maybe he was the ass.
I
Maybe
think
the
he ass. Had to have been the ass.
I'm going to say he was the ass.
I also think he was the serpent.
And you know, Balaam's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was the serpent, too.
Because he fucks around with people,
He fucks around with them. He tests them. He comes in different forms and doesn't show his own form. And those, the ass and the serpent are the only two talking animals in the entire.
Thus far.
No.
Oh.
Those are, period, the end. The only two talking animals in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And good to know. We're done with talking animals.
Well, I said that at the time of the ass that he's the only other.
How's my memory?
It's shit.
Yeah.
Your memory is for shit.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think God is all those different things.
Sure. Because it's
the
stories
are made up anyway.
It's just as likely as anything else, right?
Yeah.
Might as well have some fun with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was Ezra chapter 9.
It sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we will be back with
Ezra chapter 10.
We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.